Learning this week about Bishul Akum, the reasons for Bishul Akum, the foundations of Bishul Akum. So the Rishonim give two reasons. The Gemara is not absolutely clear what the reason is. Discusses Daraisa, comes out that it's Drabanan. The Gemara is not clear exactly what the reason is. Most Rishonim say the reason is chasnus. We want to prevent fraternization leading to intermarriage. Another reason some Rishonim bring, some Acharonim bring, is kashrus, that he'll put something treif in the food. They told you to stay away from Bishul Akum because you might end up eating something treif. But again, most posts go with chasnus. Rashi problematically says both. Rashi on the Mishnah says chasnus. Rashi on the Gemara says he'll feed you treif. Rishonim post can struggle to understand why Rashi brings two different reasons. One Mahalach, which they bring in the Shifty booklet from Makar Mayim Chaim, the Tzitz Eliezer tells us that this is also a suggestion of the Chasam Sofer in his Chedushim, as well as the Erech Shai. So these Akronim say that Rashi held you need both reasons. Chazal were motivated to make the Gzeira only insofar as both reasons apply, and that's why the Makar Mayim Chaim has an elaborate explanation. When you only have one reason, it's not enough to answer. That's why Eino Lashul Chamalachim and Nechol Moshe Chayim Mutter, each one, he says, only fits into one of those two categories. He explains that if it's not something Chashuv, not eaten Lashul Chamalachim, doesn't lead to that kind of social intimacy, and it doesn't lead to intermarriage. That makes sense. The other half, I don't really understand as well. The other half is if it's nechal kmo shuchai, you don't have to worry about treif getting into it. I don't really understand why. The Shifty people paraphrase in Makar Mayim Chaim, they seem to understand the reason is that they write. They explain the Makar Mayim Chaim to be saying that you don't have to worry about some Isser getting in, because Kimon Shen Nikar Yoster B'Tavshil Yeshbo Isser, it's more detectable somehow when it's Nechol Kmo Shuchai. I don't really understand why that is. Makar Mayim Chaim himself says, doesn't quite say that, as far as I could tell. He says that since you don't need the Bishul, you're not going to be hanging around as much, and you're not going to wind up eating this, or somehow, this part seems a little weak, but somehow he says that Nechol Kmo Shuchai has to do with eating Isser. Male, if you don't have both reasons, then they didn't ask him. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer brings us in, because he has a very interesting Nafkmina Lacha L'maisa. The Achronim, many Achronim discuss the Shita of the Teferis L'Moshe. We discussed this when we were learning Pasakim. I discussed this a couple months ago. A month or two ago, the Teferis L'Moshe says, he discusses whether the Isser of Bishul Akum applies to food cooked by non-religious Jews, Mumar, whatever the definition of non-religious Jew is. So the Teferis L'Moshe says it depends on the two reasons that we're learning this week. The Shifty people bring the Teferis L'Moshe, says if the reason is intermarriage, Kipshutu, he says, there's no Isser of intermarriage to a non-religious Jew. He's still Jewish. We mentioned some Achronim who disagree, but the Pashtus is there's no intermarriage to a non-religious Jew. On the other hand, if the reason is he might put something Osir in, someone who doesn't keep the Torah certainly has to be suspect of putting something Osir in. So Mela, according to that reason, it would be usher to, Bishul Akum would be usher by a non-religious Jew. The point of the Tzitz Eliezer throughout his several page shuvah is to be makil in certain situations involving non-religious Jews, and he argues that the Teferis L'Moshe is understanding that Shemo Yachalenu Davar Usher is a standalone reason. But according to the Hezber, but Rashi himself brings both reasons, and according to the Hezber from the Kar Chaim and the Chasam Sofer and the Erech Shai, that Rashi means you need both reasons together to usher, and if either reason doesn't apply, there's no gzera. You need only the conjunction of both reasons. Therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer says, when it comes to non-religious Jews, you don't have to worry, because even though the Teferis L'Moshe is right that there is the chashash of the he'll feed you something aser, but Teferis L'Moshe himself agrees there's no chashash of intermarriage. You need both reasons. So Mele would be mutter, and the Tzitz Eliezer points out that the Erech Shai himself makes this point. He says that he found in the Erech Shai. He says that he's cholik on the Teferis L'Moshe and says that there is no such thing as being choshesh for a standalone reason of Shemei Echlenu Davar Asher. No such reason by itself. It's only in conjunction with the intermarriage reason. If that doesn't apply, there's no Isser. The male there is a much more basis to make on irreligious Jews than the Teferis L'Moshe makes it sound. Another aspect of this week's discussion, and this is also very Negei Halacha L'Maisa, is the question of maids. Maids, non-Jewish workers who are engage in domestic duties in someone's home. So what do you do with Bishul Akum in such a case? Now, obviously, she shouldn't be cooking. You shouldn't be instructing her not to cook. But L'maisa, when push comes to shove, if she did cook, if you chosha she cooked, if you're eating in someone else's house and you believe that they don't follow this halacha. They don't know the halacha. They're not meticulous about this halacha. So what's the story with domestic help who is not Jewish? So the Ramah brings a basis lahakel. It's Rishonim, several Chuvas of the Rashba, other Rishonim. The Mechaber and the Ramah bring Machlokas. The Mechaber brings Yesh Misha Matir, Yesh Misha Oser, Afilu B'Diavad. The Ramah says, B'Diavad, you can be Samech on the Matirim. Even Lechatila, he says, the meaning was to be Mekel in Beis Hashel Yisrael. But the problem is, between the Ramah himself and the language of the various Rishonim, there are about a half dozen different reasons that were given for why they were Mekel, what the basis for Kula is with regard to Shvachas to Beis Hashel Yisrael. So the one reason the Ramah mentions explicitly is Eif Shishlo Yichate Echad Me'abayis Ma'at, somebody, some Jewish member of the household will be involved in the cooking process. That's Matthias' question, either he will or he won't. The posting discusses, you know, what context you can rely on, that, whatnot. That's out of the scope of our study this week. But putting aside that hector that we assume Yisrael helped out. Let's say we're dealing with a situation where the nanny is home during the day and nobody was there to help out. And the 4-year-old hopefully is not helping out. You know, so let's say you believe that the non-Jew cooked and you don't have that hector. So what are the other heterim for relying on for being lenient with regard to the non-Jew cooked in the home? So the Rishonim gives several svaras. One of the svaras in particular hinges on the yisod of the prohibition of Bishul Hakam that we're learning this week. The Bali Tosfos bring from Rabbi Avram ben David, who said that neither of the two reasons discussed by Rashi and the Rishonim of chasnus or eating non-kosher food apply when it's based on Shal Yisrael. The language of Rabbi Avram bar David is that the Yisrael only applies when he's cooking in his own home, the guy is cooking in his own home, but when he's cooking in the Beis Hashel Yisrael, you don't have to worry, neither because of chashnus, neither because of Shema Yachilenu. Doesn't explain exactly why. Certainly like in our situation where a nanny or a maid is home by herself, the ingredients on your shelf are kosher, we assume, but you know, who knows what she's bringing in. So somehow Rabbi Avram ben David felt, maybe she's not comfortable, she doesn't treat it like her own house, psychologically, whatever it is, Rabbi Avram felt that neither reason applies, and therefore you can be mekel in the case of the non-Jew cooks in the home of a Jew, which was a huge kula, and if we go with that, life would be a lot easier for us. The problem is, Rabbi Tam disagreed. So, not entirely clear why Rabbi Tam disagreed. Some of the posts can bring some of Rabbi Tam's language, some bring other aspects of the language. Rabbi Tam first says that lo chilku klal chachamim, the chacham did not make distinctions, which some of the Acharonim seem to bring as a form of a low plug, that they simply weren't interested in making these technical distinctions. Rabbi Tam goes on, though, and seems to say that he doesn't mean low plug. He seems to say that both the reasons actually apply. Rabbi Tam says, la'olam yesh lachush shema lo yizar gam ha'beis ha'shel Yisrael gam ha'beis ha'shelavik ha'chavim. That at least the reason of eating non-kosher food, as the Shifty people points out, Rabbi Tam seems to be going with that reason. At least that reason does apply, that we do have to be choshesh that he will put something non-kosher into the food. He or she will put something non-kosher into the food, even in Beis HaShel Yisrael. So either it's a low plug, or he simply disagreed with the Svara of Rabbi Avram ben David. He felt that the chashash, one or both the chashashas do apply. But either way, Rabbeinu Tam did not agree. The halacha, the post can generally reject, or the later post can generally reject Rabbi Avram bar David. We certainly don't want to be selmech on that lechatchila. The question is that what the Ramah fundamentally is relying on B'diavad? Which again, if this wouldn't necessarily be telling on the two reasons. Rabbi Avram bar David seems to have felt that neither reason applies. So the Shach and the Taz both discuss exactly what the Iker Heter of the Ramah is. They point out that there are several other Heterim we find in the Rishonim. They point out that certain types of Shvachos who were actually owned in the sense of slavery were owned by their masters, indentured servants, or actual slaves. The type of slave who there would be an issur for them to do work on Shabbos. There's always an issur of Mir Lachim, but a person you actually own, it says, when the Torah, Aseres HaDibros, L'Saseh, Kamalacha, Ato, Vincha, Vitecha, Avdecha, V'maschov, V'mtecha, that doesn't mean a Mir Lachim. That means someone you actually own, just like your animal. So those types of servants, some of the poskim said Svaris, that's not considered Bishul Akum, that's considered an extension of your household, because you own him or her. But the poskim point out, we don't have that. Today you don't own people, except my law firms maybe think they own their lawyers, but in general we don't own other people, so that reason doesn't apply. So, but that Taz and the Shach point out, you're left with the You left with the other reason, Shvacha Shalano, that you don't really own. The Taz says that you fall back on Rabbi Avram, who says that the Xeris don't apply if it's in Beis or Shal Yisrael. So according to some poskim, at least, the Lais of the Ramah says the minig was to be Mekil. Even Lachatchila, if you have the thing about that the Jew participates, but even without that, the Ramah is mashman to some interpretations that at least b'di'eved, there were Selmech and some of the other Svaras, possibly including this Svar of Rabbi Avram, that as long as it is in Beis or Shal Yisrael, we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry b'di'eved, because at the end of the day, you fall back on this Rabbi Avram, even though they're not passing like it. But to be some kind of b'di'eved, they are willing to do. When I asked some of the rabbanim in town about what to do b'shas atchak b'di'eved, about situations where I had reason to believe, again bishul akum according to some poskim at least asers kalim. So even if the particular dish you're being served wasn't cooked by the non-Jew, if you believe that it was cooked in Kalim that might have been used previously by non-Jewish help in the house, you also have a problem. If it's Ana Binyama, then again, you could say that b'di'eved it's okay. But you know, one of the svaras they mentioned is this svar of Beis Shal Yisrael. It's not, again, it's not entirely clear how much we're samech on it, certainly lechatchila, but at least when it comes to b'di'eved, one of the svaras we have is this idea that Rabbi Avraham ben David said that neither svar of Bishul Akum, neither the Svara of intermarriage, nor the Svara of eating treif applies when the food is being cooked with Beis HaShal Yisrael.